delicious food to eat, music I love to listen to, my stuffed animals and toys, bike riding, sports and coaches, and technology. I am thankful for my school and education with nice teachers who help me. Thank you for letting us be able to have a great ideas and learning. Thank you for my church family. I love them even if they don't know me. I'm grateful for my Sunday school teachers, cheer volunteers who love us, and God. Thank you for Vacation Bible School. Thank you for the Bible and learning about you. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior, who died on the cross to save us from our sins. Thank you for always forgiving us and loving me even when I don't deserve it. I am grateful for life everlasting. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joy, hope, peace, love, trust, faith, and freedom. Thank you for always being by my side. I will make you proud of what I do. Thank you for my good health and all that you have and all that I have. Please help those who are poor, less fortunate, weak, homebound, or sick. Please help heal people who are not feeling good or are hurt. Help doctors cure diseases. I'm thankful for guide dogs so blind people can have a good life. Thank you for all the things you have blessed me with. I will try to remember to say thank you for everything, even the really small things. These things we ask in Jesus' name, who taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jean and Abby. So we have a lot of moving parts to our service this morning, and one of those moving parts is that we would really love for our preschoolers to come forward right now and gather on the stairs, and I'd ask you just to stay seated. So preschoolers, come forward with our awesome Sunday school teachers and cheers leaders. And as they're doing that, once they get seated, we would love for our ushers to then come forward. While they are doing this, I'm going to share about our mission box. Just have a seat right on this stage. So today's mission box opportunity is for Vacation Bible School. We are planning on over 300 children attending this year, during the week of June 5th through the 9th. In addition to providing an awesome VBS experience here at Trinity, we are so excited that we are partnering with a few other churches in our community. One of them is Bartley Temple United Methodist Church, and another is Wesley Chapel United Methodist in Arredondo. We will provide all of our participants with a t-shirt, awesome crafts, exciting science experiments, and yummy snacks. Your monetary donation will help keep our registration cost to a minimum. And will also go directly towards our mission opportunities, which are, during BBS, we will be serving with Food for Kids Backpack Program, as well as Habitat for Humanity. So I'd please ask you to consider praying for our Vacation Bible School, making a monetary donation, or possibly even volunteering with us. Thank you so much for your time. And now I would like my buddy Nicholas to lead us in a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Dear God, today we celebrate children of all ages and give thanks for all that you have given us. Help us love God each day by serving you and loving our neighbors. We dedicate these gifts and offerings brought this morning. May they be used in those in times of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead.
He ascended into heaven
and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection.
resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen.
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 In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming.
Apostles' Creed is a statement of what we as Christians believe about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Church. The Apostles' Creed is not part of the Bible, but it helps us understand stories from the Bible. Today, we will share what we have been learning about this important statement of faith and what it means.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
We live on a planet in a galaxy that God made. God created night and day, the sky, the land, and sea, the sun and moon, the fish and birds, and man and beast. He did all of this in 6 days. How lucky are we living in the middle of God's creation?
Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary.
God has a plan for us. He sent His Son Jesus to be an example of how we can live our lives. In the stories in the Bible, we learn that Jesus loves us and others, how to help and do well for another. Jesus is an amazing teacher.
Thank you.
I believe Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From this he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Jesus was sent to teach us how to live, but he was also sent to teach us about the resurrection and eternal life. Jesus did die on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. We believe one day Jesus will return to earth. And so, Lord, I lift your name on high.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Christians believe God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have existed together, three in one, since the dawn of creation. When Jesus ascended into heaven, God sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper and guide. The Holy Spirit is God's voice inside of us, helping us know right from wrong, helping us make decisions, and helping us know we are doing things as Jesus would.
I believe in the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints.
We believe we are part of the universal church where all who believe in Jesus come together as one community of faith.
Forgiveness of sins.
We all make mistakes. God's grace is the love that cares and rescues us from our mistakes. Grace is the unconditional love toward a person, even when we might not always deserve it. Thank you, God, for your amazing grace.
Thank you.
God sent his one and only Son to take away our sins and give us eternal life. God so loved the world that even though one day we will die, we can look forward to life with Jesus forever and ever. God did so love the world that through Jesus Christ, we are all invited to the table. All who repent of their sin and love Jesus Christ and seek to live in peace with one another are invited to come and to share in this meal. We remember that before anything else existed, God created the world as a gift to us, and we are living in the middle of it. We remember that God came in Jesus Christ because God so loved the world. Came in Christ as mighty Savior, Prince of Peace, Son of God, as wonderful Counselor, Almighty God. And that through Jesus Christ, who came from heaven to earth, and from earth to the cross, and from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky, we are offered everlasting life and never-ending love. We remember that Jesus gave his life for us. And on the night before he died, he took a loaf of bread with his disciples gathered around him, and he broke that bread
And he gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. And again, he gave thanks to God. And he gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." And so we come to this table and we offer ourselves. We offer ourselves back to God as a gift after receiving God's amazing, amazing grace in our lives. Will you pray with me? Oh God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. May they be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we can be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his precious blood. By your Spirit, we pray that you would make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes again in final victory. And we feast together at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite those who are serving to come and receive your elements at the altar rail. And as they come, I invite you all, as you come for communion this morning, to remember God's amazing grace in your life, to remember the story of his life and death and resurrection as shared so wonderfully by our children this morning. And as you come, may you taste and see that the Lord is good. So I invite you to come out of your section by your left-hand side and come forward to the station immediately in front of your section. Receive a piece of bread and take that and dip it into the cup. Then you can return to your seats by the opposite side. And you can wait until the row in front of you has received in order to get up and to come a row at a time. So again, everything is ready. Let me invite you to come.
invite you to bow your heads and pray with me. Holy God, we give you thanks for this wonderful meal in which you have given yourself for us. We pray that it will strengthen us throughout the world as the body of Christ, that we might share your amazing grace and love with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And he's coming back again. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love invade, let the church be loud. Our God will say we believe that the gates of hell will not prevail. For the power of God has gone to fail. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe, we believe.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
What an amazing gift we have been given. Yes, the gift of worship today with these children leading us. Even bigger than that, the gift of these children among us. That we have been given the opportunity and the responsibility of caring for these kids, of nurturing them, of helping them grow in their faith, and look at how in their growth they turn around and they teach us back. Isn't that a beautiful thing, church? That the kids do that for us. And it doesn't happen without lots of people being involved in it. And maybe today, while you have been appreciating the worship that you have received, maybe, just maybe, a spark has been lit in you to be a part of what happens here in children's ministry. I hope so for some of you, because you would be blessed as you are a blessing to them. If you would like to know more about how to plug into kids' ministry, you can do that right after worship today. Elizabeth would love to talk with you, our children's minister. She'll be over here with the kids and their families. Brian Wittstruck will be here as well, and he'll be out of the doors and would be happy to greet you there and tell you more. But would you express your appreciation to them one more time just in leading us in worship today? Will you stand now as we prepare to go out from this place? We have come and we have experienced the presence of Christ among us through the proclamation of the word and through the breaking of the bread. And now we go out to share the love of God with others, to live in the footsteps of Christ, and to allow the Spirit to do that work in us and among us. Amen.